beses na kitang nilayasan. Iniwanan na ibang pinuntahan. Parang babaeng mahirap talagang malimutan. Lamang ang aking laging binabalikan. Manila, I keep coming back. Manila, simply no place like Manila. Manila, I'm coming home. I walk the streets of San Francisco.
Bye. mismo barco, kung ako si Piolo, magpapapicture ka ba? O kaya si Samuel B, nagigitara at bogey? O kaya si Echo, pati si Enchon D? Si Alger, aabangan mo sa'yo. kami maririnig ninyo tuwing Sabado from 12:25 until 2 p.m. Balitang Pinoy, Showbiz Chika at Music Biz pa.
Tinig Pinoy every Saturday only on 104.6 Planet FM.
And yes, it's another afternoon dito po sa Tinig Pinoy. Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Ito po si Cookie at ako po ay natutuwa at kayo nandiyan na naman para sa isang oras at kalahati na pagsasama po natin dito sa Tinig Pinoy. So ano po bang ginagawa ninyo? Are you eating your lunch right now or you're still working? So whatever you're doing, just make sure that you're tuned in dito po sa Planet FM 104.6 dahil marami pa po akong mga hinandang magagandang awitin. Plus, this afternoon, I'm blessed because katulad nga po ng na-shoutout natin earlier sa ating FB page ng Tinig Pinoy na meron po tayong mga bisita ngayong hapon who would actually, you know, tell us more about the latest endeavor nila at kanilang sinimulan po itong isang magandang place for your gastronomic experience. Kung hindi niyo pa natatry, you should actually visit and, you know, check it out. Dun po sa may Parnell Road, ang bagong restaurant nila, which is called Azon. So, without further ado, I'd like to say hello and welcome. First time in Tinig Pinoy. And natutuwa naman ako at nagpaunlak sila. Wala pong iba kundi ang mga owners po ng ating mga recently opened na Azon restaurant dyan po sa Parnell. Wala pong iba kundi si Mr. Lloyd McCrohan and Christine McCrohan. Hello, kamusta kayo dyan? And say your greetings. You can say it in your own dialect if you wish.
Hello, Cookie. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for having us here. Now we're really happy to come and join you and share our experiences and our, you know, endeavor here.
Okay, so pwede bang butiin mo sila sa iyong dialect? I believe you are from Cebu.
Mayong hapon ninyo tanan. Palihog. Duawasan mo sa among lugar rin sa Azon. We'd love to have you guys.
And Christine, say hi and hello to your good friends. Pwede ka mag-shout out. We're heard all over the world.
Hi to everyone. May hapon sa tanan. We're pleased to be here. Thank you so much, Cookie, for inviting us.
Thank you for obliging. Kasi alam ko, napaka-busy ninyo. And sino pa naman hindi magiging busy? Merong, di ba, may picnic? Merong yeah. Kibo? Yeah. And then now, there's Azon. Yeah. So, ang una kong tanong, how did you manage to just, you know, open up and start this restaurant, chain of restaurants?
It's difficult, but we have a very good support system, and you know, we're very blessed to be working with very good people who, you know, we can just leave them alone and they really help with making sure that the business is moving forward and, you know, and whatnot. So, and also, we're just really blessed to have a great support system around us who is there when we need them.
So, kayo ba ay, do you actually have this business back in our country? Are you a restaurateur by way of profession or or no, by passion?
It's a funny thing kasi yung background ko is software development. So, I've been doing software for the last 20 years. And, you know, my partner in the business, my partners, uncle and auntie, they have restaurants in the Philippines, and you know, they've been helping us to make sure that the business is running well and whatnot. So that's sort of our background in hospitality. It's not really my background, but I do have partners who are able to give their wisdom and advice.
So, yung bang unang-una is picnic?
You can answer,
Christine.
Yeah, picnic was the first one. It's actually not a restaurant. It's a takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
It's located in Onehanga. It's a very cute place. And we serve mostly Filipino food there.
Cebuano.
Cebuano.
Yeah, Cebuano.
To be
ano
ba ang
Cebuano
food?
So, if you're Cebuano, you would miss yung mga specialties natin like ngoyong, siomai. Well, that's Chinese, but it's very popular in Cebu. And yung steamed rice then, which we call rice topping dito because nobody seems to understand what steamed rice is. And then, yeah, we have a lot of other sort of Cebuano-style longanisas and chicken tocino and all of that. So, yeah.
Akala ko yung longanisa is only parang familiar to ano eh, Ilocos, diba? Kasi marami daw mga iba-ibang klase doon na longanisa or sausages.
So, we have our own Cebuano-style longanisa rin.
Is it like hamonado?
A little bit, yes. So it's medyo sweet, yeah, but it's not too sweet either. And there's a little bit of spice, my kicks, yeah. So, yeah, it's nice to have sort of different flavors from the Philippines. But this one, it's kind of mostly our recipes from Cebu.
Mm-hmm.
And but run by Feli, the lovely Feli's picnic.
Ano rin siya, Cebuano rin siya?
No, she's actually Tagalog.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so... It's a surprise to a lot of Cebuanos when they go over there and they see Cebuano delicacies, but you know, served by a Tagalog. But no, it's good. It's good for everyone. We're introducing it to everyone, you know, to other Filipinos as well.
Actually, I've heard the picnic, and then ilang beses na ako pinangakoan ng friend ko, I'll bring you to picnic, pero hindi pa nangyayari. So campaigning na ako ngayon sa aking friend who keeps telling me, oh, masarap yung picnic, come on, let's try that. So I go, okay, and every time something happens, hindi kami natutunod.
We love picnic. It's probably our, you know, personally myself, it's probably my favorite out of the three. You're not supposed to pick a favorite, but I like picnic. It's humble. It reminds me a lot of home, and you know, so it's nostalgic for me, and yeah, it's very flavorful as well.
Okay, so. And people can still like what eat and sit there, ganun ba?
Yes, they can.
It's supposed to be a takeaway, but yeah, a lot of people do sit down. And actually, minsan nga, we had a group of 20 people. They rang us saying, "Oh, do we have to book?"
So paano kayo nag-isip, let's say, you know, let's from conceptualization, kasi I just want people listening right now to have that inspiration, kasi some of us or most of Filipinos probably would not have the courage, diba, like you did, na talagang nag-start kayo, or maybe minsan nagsa-start, minsan it's just an idea and then it never, you know, get realized. Pero sa inyong, what happened?
I think we're blessed with a very good support system. You know, it's very difficult to go on this on your own because there's a lot of uncertainty. But when you have people who help you and support you and also push you to move forward, and you push each other, it makes a whole lot easier. It's like, you know, I mean, I take it as analogous to going to the gym. Having a gym partner is so much better than going at it alone. I'm not saying that impossible to go at it alone, but it is definitely a whole lot better if you partner up with good, you know, somebody really good as well.
Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, anong mga na experience yun? What is yung kaibahan, like setting up a business, for example, sa New Zealand? Ano yung mga na natutunan niyo?
Oh, a lot of paperwork. A lot of permits to do. And you have to be smart here as well, you know. It's not the same in the Philippines where you have thousands of people walk past, and so you know you can open up a little stall over there and it probably do quite well, but dito kailangan talaga, you know, you're prepared. There's a certain level of expectation dito, lalo na sa, ano, sa service industry. You know, Azon, we did a soft opening, but you know, we perhaps did a week or two, and then after that, even though we were not quite ready yet because we were in the opening stage, the customers don't see it that way. They expect you to be fully open. They expect that your staff knows everything, etc. And you know, that's fair enough. So we're learning, and as long as you take all these feedback and you know, look at the things that you, there's something you can do about and fix them. For the stuff that you can't do anything about, you know, try not to worry so much about that. But for just keep moving forward. So that's all I can say.
Okay. So after Onihonga, did you have kibo or did you have paano nangyari yung kibo after picnic? Well, after picnic, what happened?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it so much with all the headache?
No, we actually the way it really happened was we started off with Azon.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the big project really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that, you know, while we were doing these Azon, these other couple of opportunities sort of popped out, and you know, I guess we just seized it and say, look, let's do something about this. May opportunity tayo, let's see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then subukan natin. You know, I'm turning 40, but you know, I'm still young. But my daughter is starting university now, and so I feel like now is the time. I've been blessed. We started young, and we're also nearly, you know, with our responsibilities, we're almost finished with that. So we're still young, and we can take advantage of that, and you know, take the opportunity and take the risk. And let's see what happens.
So, Christine, so, yung mga partners ng Azon is also partners of Kibo and Picnic, is that right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
And
so it's like one big family, really.
So, yeah. Is it a family business, or I mean, ilan ba ang mga may-ari ng anong tawag niyo ba, corporation or company limited?
We're a limited liability company, but yeah, it's just us. So basically, my uncle and auntie, me and Christine,
okay,
and you know, we've partnered up with Leo as well, obviously, and you know, we've given them some shares as well.
And so, paano naman na involve si Leo sa picture?
Okay, so
after, well, you know, we all know him from MasterChef.
It's actually his idea.
So the thing is, we try and go home to the Philippines once a year. So my uncle, my auntie, Mario and Jessica, you know, we like to, when we get together, we're always cooking and drinking, etc. You know, that's pretty much our activity. We cook around the barbecue and we drink, and we, you know, sometimes we have cooking competitions and whatnot.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've always wanted to open restaurants, and when we saw what happened with MasterChef, we were really bummed out. Na hindi na nalo si Leo, and you know, we got around and decided that, hey, let's try and do this. You know, let's see what happens. And so, I tried to contact Leo, and the rest is history, I guess. So
from Christchurch, you contacted Leo.
I managed to get him on the phone, and I asked him to come to Auckland for a couple of days and see if he could, you know, work something out. He flew in. He cooked us a few dishes. There was a really nice pancit mola that I'm still bummed we haven't really served it at the restaurant, because that was really good, and a couple of other dishes that he prepared. And yeah, we loved it, and you know, it's like what's next? How can we do this? How can we move forward? And you know, that's that was nearly a year ago. I think it happened in March or April.
Yeah, actually, so, I was inspired because I love cooking myself, and I love all the cooking shows on the planet. Name it, I've watched it. So, that time, nung nag-guest ko si Leo, over the phone lang, we did a phone bachelor. And then, he actually called in here, and then I interviewed him. The one thing that really stuck to my mind is yung tinanong ko siya, you know, about his MasterChef experience. And he said, sometimes hindi mo alam, you know, na kaya mo. So when you have something or a dream of something, you have to really just go for it. So I guess I'm learning, you know, a lot about sort of, you know, experience from other people na talagang marami tayong kababayan, especially maraming may talent. And of course, some of them undiscovered. So it's really good to see people like yourselves, because now we have heaps of Filipino places or eateries to choose from.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good that, you know, we're opening up lots of to us, we see this as a win-win situation for everyone. You know, mm-hmm. we don't see this as a competition. We would love for everyone to flourish here in New Zealand. You know, the more, I mean, I've said this a few times already. We're like one of the largest groups of Asians here in New Zealand, and we're completely underrepresented gastronomically. So
that's
it's good
right.
that, you know, we're opening up a few more, and I'd love to see a few more, actually.
Totoo naman. And of course, marami pa tayong masasarap na pagkain na hindi pa rin talaga natitikman ng, you know, multicultural society ng New Zealand. So I guess they would really enjoy if they would see it and, you know, have a taste of the other delicacies. And probably ang natikman pa lang nila so far, most of the people around here would have tasted our lechon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pero I'm sure marami pang iba, di ba?
Yeah. I'm sure you've had, you know, a few Kiwis at your Filipino party and say, oh, ang sarap ng pagkain, I love the food, you know. Mm. So, yeah, and they're always awed about the amount of food we prepare.
So. In my experience, sa mga naging kaibigan kong mga ibang lahi, they also tried, because I love, like you said, I love cooking. And ang paborito talaga, even mga Kiwi and probably other, you know, lahi would be mechado.
Oh, okay.
Na-prove ko yun. Kasi the puti, they really like, you know, our mechado. And hindi kare-kare.
Yeah.
I've tried and I've just, you know, seen every time I prepare the mechado.
Yeah. Okay.
Parang dinaanan ng bagyo yan.
Wow,
boss.
Okay, I'll have to do that.
Yeah, so I think
in my experience in sa akin naman, pansit yung gusto nila. They love pansit rin.
Pansit is always a favorite. But then, yun nga, sabi ko yung undiscovered talaga is, you know, mechado is true. Very humble, but then it's really rich in flavor. So talagang gusto nila very simple because they really love potatoes, right?
Yeah.
So kahit simple lang siya, they would just appreciate it and they would love it.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, we have, to us, Filipino is probably the perfect sort of European Asian fusion, you know. And dami itong backgrounds are Chinese, Malay, Singaporean, even, or Malay, you know. So we have different food there. And then we have, you know, 50 years of American history and 300 years of Spanish European history. So it's, to me, Filipino is the perfect Asian fusion.
That's right. And of course, we're so proud because we have, at least kahit hindi nanalo nga si Leo, you know.
Yeah.
We all know that he's really great, like, in the kitchen. So, so far we haven't heard about the actual winner. What's he doing after?
So Tim, I hear Tim is somewhere in Scandinavia, training, you know, doing Scandinavian food at the moment.
That's right.
I'm not sure what his background is.
I think
come
he's
back
a teacher, diba?
He's a physical therapist.
Oh, physical therapist, yeah.
Yeah. But okay. I don't think he's Scandinavian, but yeah, apparently he's doing, like, you know, he's training Scandinavian food. Mm. So he's going to come back and possibly open his restaurant as well.
Oh, that's good. We'll have to wait and see what happens next for him. But we have to hold on for now because I'd like to play some music para sa mga listeners natin. So if you just bear with me, so we'll try and play this song for our kababayans, Lloyd and Christine. And this is called Nasa Isip Ka. Nasa Isip Ka. It's in my mind. Parang ganun. Okay. Para po sa inyo lahat, mga kababayan, ito na po ang awitin para sa hapon na ito. This is Nasa Isip Ka. Ito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy and Planet FM 104.6.
Ito ba sa'yo'y isang laro? O'y nalilito bulong-bulo? Di na paasa. San ba? Oh,
I just wanna look at your face. With the stars in the night, there are times when I just wanna feel your embrace on a cold night. I just can't believe that you are mine.
Community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
And yes, of course, I'd like to give you a little bit of the weather for today, mga kababayan. So, today is gonna be mostly fine, and of course, meron po tayong konting cloudy periods, highs of 16 I'll be in highs of 25, then also 16. Tomorrow is another fine day at 14 to 24. And on Monday, it's going to be another fine day, 17 to 25 naman po ang ating temperature range. And actually sa Pilipinas po, partly cloudy to cloudy skies with isolated light rains prevail over Metro Manila and the rest of Luzon. Moderate to strong winds blowing from the northeast will prevail over Luzon and its coastal waters will be moderate to rough. Elsewhere, winds will be light to moderate coming from the east to northeast with slight to moderate seas. At sa wikang Tagalog po, bahagyang maulap hanggang sa maulap na kalangitan na may mahinang mga pag-ulan ang iiral sa kamay nilaan at sa mga nalalabing bahagi ng Luzon. Katamtaman hanggang sa malakas na hangin mula sa hilagang silangan ng iiral sa Luzon at ang mga baybayang dagat nito ay magiging katamtaman hanggang sa maalon. Sa ibang dako naman, ang hangin ay magiging mahina hanggang sa katamtaman mula sa silangan hanggang sa hilagang silangan na may banayad hanggang sa katamtamang pag-alon ng karagatan. Ang tinatayad pong antas ng temperatura ay mula 32 hanggang 34 na antas ng sentigrado. And today is actually the last day po ng free tawag din po is Astronomical Week. National Astronomical Week sa Pilipinas po. It's free planetarium shows and free stargazing and telescopic viewings. And yes, we're back here with the macarons of Azon, Kibo, and Picnic. At tuloy-tuloy po ho ang ating interview with them as we ask them yung bakit ba Azon?
Yeah, so Azon, that's a homage to the mother of my uncle, who has made this all possible for us. So, yeah, so name ng mother niya yan.
So bali lola mo yan?
Yung auntie ko is my family, and then she's married to him. But yeah, we're very close.
It's a nice name, and then people would say, Spanish ba yun? I mean, ano ba yung mga sinaserve nila? Kasi yan yung mga usual tanong sa akin. Spanish ba ang sinaserve na food? Or, sorry ko. Hindi, fusion din. So, ano yung pinaka specialty ng Azon?
Yeah, that's hard to say. Parang pinapapili mo kami sa mga... it's back again to who's your favorite child. But I'll tell you what my favorites are. So, yung favorite ko dun is yung sisig natin on pandesal bread, which has a nice mushroom patty.
I tried that.
Yeah, I love that one.
I loved it too.
And then yung kulmang carnero po, which is the lamb shank. That's also one of my favorites. And it's actually surprising because a lot of Filipinos, ayaw nila yung amoy ng lamb. Yeah,
like me.
But yeah, when they eat that, they say, oh yeah, I absolutely love that. So, yun. And ikaw, Christine.
I think everyone's favorite, and my favorite is adobo.
So you have adobo now?
Yes, we do. With adobo with a twist, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And then there's the bunta, the soft-shelled crab.
Oh, that's yeah.
Really yummy. Tapos,
I heard a lot of good things about the fish, but I haven't tried that one.
The fish, yung escabeche. One of his winning dishes is master chef.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's one of our most popular dishes as well.
Yes.
Probably... it's not for everyone kasi yung mga puti nakikita nila minsan yung yung mata tsaka nakangiti but then 1 minute later pagbalik namin how's the food, like, oh it's delicious.
So
now we're educating them slowly, and we tell them sometimes kasi tinatanong kami, how do you eat that? You can eat it with your hands as well. Yung iba talaga, yung mga ibang puti doon, kinakamay talaga, kinakain yung mga buto-buto doon and everything. So,
talaga. So, is it actually, edible, the tinik? Kasi I've seen it, in the photos. Pwede bang kainin? Like, crunchy na... nguyain yun or not recommended?
I don't know whether yung mga tinik pero yeah, some bits are definitely edible. Yeah, I've tried it as well, and I don't know whether I would recommend it. Some people love those parts, especially yung sa cheeks talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they love, some people love that.
Mm.
So something for everyone.
Yeah. So I heard magaling ka magluto din. So, anong favorite naman na lutuin? Anong favorite mong lutuin?
Ay, nako. Now, we just, ano lang, we do a lot of barbecues, right? And what's your favorite from my cooking, Christine?
Mostly Chinese-inspired yung favorite namin na kinukook niya.
Which is pancit.
No.
No.
I do like yung, siguro yung mga spicy
ginger, chicken,
salt and pepper.
Okay.
Na, ano.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Yung or favorite yung, ko for myself is yung lugaw, like I said earlier on.
Okay. Parang tayo pala.
Yeah.
Kasi
yeah.
Spanish is really good. Yeah. Spanish-inspired na tayo.
Yeah, I remembered nagluto si Leo ng comfort food, di ba? Yung lugaw.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is quite... You know, I said to myself, siguro kung ako, pag sumali ako sa MasterChef, comfort food ko would be yung antag dyan sa atin. Yung chicken ba na ano? Na noodle lang?
Parang lomi, parang mga ganun. Or,
hindi. Ano bang tawag natin doon? Yung chicken lang na noodle. Na parang sa ongpin. Na may tawag talaga sa atin ano yun. Nalimutan ko eh. Kasi lalagyan mo lang siya ng noodles tapos himayan mo siya ng manok.
Baka ano yan sa amin siguro, something like that would be yung ano yung mga lume, mga maki-mi.
Parang ano eh, parang sa Chinese ano lang sa kanila eh, yung ang alam ko siya sabihin sa Chinese yung ano eh, Nyoromien eh. I mean, yung parang beef mommy. Ito, chicken. Ayun, chicken mommy.
Chicken mommy.
Ganun, chicken mommy. Parang ganun yung comfort food for me. Kasi magaling gawin, di ba?
Yeah. Yung comfort food natin is yung, you know, when we're sick, tapos nilutuan tayo ng lugaw or something with sabaw.
That's
ganun.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So, what can people expect from Azon in the next few weeks, months?
Azon, so we will be designing our lunch menu soon. So sometime in the next month, so March, we will be opening for lunch. It will be an express lunch. So, you know, something that you go in there and expect to be out within 30 to 45 minutes. We're thinking of...
Takeaway?
We will probably also do some takeaway as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's we're still currently... You know, designing all of that and everything. So, alam mo naman yung design. You know, sometimes we may masarap tayo na pagkain, but the logistics make it a little bit difficult for you know how fast can we pump this out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're just in the process of doing that right now. And what else can they expect? We will be also updating the menu. I mean, we will probably be doing it as a seasonal thing. We'll introduce a few different food as a winter and etc. And
so are you gonna keep changing the menu?
We will keep the best sellers and then we'll introduce a few different items as well. So like I said, we will be doing something seasonal in siguro. So when winter comes, we will have something different. Something maybe hearty, comfort food for us. And then, you know, yung Azon kasi we've targeted it to not just the Filipinos. We targeted it to everyone really. You know, our goal dito sa Azon is to elevate Filipino food and introduce it to the New Zealand market talaga, like everyone, you know, not just Filipinos.
Which is good.
Because we have, you know, our flavor is so good. I'm biased, but, you know, I think we have one of the best food in the world, you know, flavor-wise.
Yeah.
It just has to be updated, I guess, to, you know, because, you know, sometimes you eat with your eyes as well, sabi nila. So, and yeah, what do you think, Christine? What else?
So, anong favorite na kung Filipino food talaga pag-usapan? Anong favorite mo?
Ako, bachoy.
Is Christine?
Marami. yung food so from.
Yung palabok.
Yung pwede mong kainin yung na hindi ka magsasawa kahit araw-araw mo kainin. Na Filipino food.
Humba.
Humba? Okay.
Probably humba. It's not very healthy, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the other thing about the food natin. It's sometimes maybe a little bit too greasy, and but that's mm-hmm. flavor is there talaga and everything.
So but, do you yeah. really love sisig yung original?
Ako, I really like the flavor, yeah. But actually, ako takot ako sa mga mga lamang loob. Mga
ah, talaga.
And actually, I talked to one of my colleagues from, he was from the U.S. He visited last month sa Manila. He was there for a week and said, just don't tell me what's in sisig, but that's one of my favorite dishes talaga. Mm. it goes well with beer and everything. But yeah, it's his favorite, but he just doesn't want to know what's in it.
Do you eat dinuguan?
Yes.
Mm-mm. Ikaw?
Ay, ako picky ako.
So ako din, hindi kumahain ng dinuguan yeah. eh. So, don't tell me you're picky. I love cooking, but I don't... Well, from birth, siguro wala pa ako natikman dinuguan. Hindi pa ako nakatikim ng balot.
Yeah.
Hindi ako nakatikim ng... Ano pa ba hindi ko gusto? The fruit. Chesa.
I think I'm looking at a mirror cookie.
Hindi ka rin kumakain balot?
Hindi rin, yeah. You know, it's embarrassing na na Filipino tayo.
I know, that's why. Yeah, same with me. I have that feeling when people have been telling me, like, especially yung mga nakarating sa bansa natin, and then they will tell me, balot is really good. I said, really? I haven't tried it. So
yun nga, I think that's one of our challenges dito sa Azon, which is we want to make the food a little bit more accessible to everyone kasi hindi naman lahat kumakain na ganun rin eh. Mm-mm. And it's such a shame kasi... sometimes it's just the spices that make the dish. Like yung sisig, yes, may mga laman loob yan and everything. Pero,
ano nakakapagpasarap tingin mo sa sisig?
I don't know.
Calamansi, I think. Kasi we don't yeah. have it here. Pero once calamansi ang nilagay mo talaga, it makes wonders talaga, diba? Yung it's a miracle ingredient, I think. Pag nilagyan mo yung lugaw ng kalamansi at yung pansit.
Yan rin yung isang challenge sa natin dito sa New Zealand, which is so hard to find sa mga Filipino ingredients rin. Actually, the one thing that I'm really looking for is yung maliliit na chili natin.
Oh, yeah. Yung labuyo natin talaga is really good.
Yeah, it's got a really nice flavor to it. Mm-hmm. You can't get that
here. That's true.
Yung calamansi soy sauce with labuyo na sauce for...
Yeah, yeah. True. That's really good. And I remembered before, alam mo yung isda natin, yung dalagang bukid? Yung dalagang bukid, yung malaking fish?
Mm-hmm.
Ang masarap na sausawan yan is yung sinabi mo, yung labuyo and then toyo and then with little sugar.
And I thought we might have to cut the interview short because I'm getting hungry here.
Oo nga, kasi pag food ang pinag-usapan, I can go on and go on and I'm really happy, like I said. For people who don't know where Azon is, pwede bang pakisabi mo kung saan sila pwedeng pumunta?
Yes, we're located at 112 Parnell Road, so just across the Mink Cafe in Parnell, and there's also a newly opened coffee shop there called Winona Forever. So we're just across that corner of Parnell and Garfield Street po kami.
Okay, that's Parnell and Garfield. Mga hindi pa ho nakakarating ng Azon, you should try Azon because not only, you know, you would have the opportunity na makita po ang ating master chef runner-up, Mr. Leo Fernandez. He actually tries to sit down with you or talk to you. Not only that, and of course, you would see the creations, di ba? That's the amazing part is because what they said, you eat with your eyes first, yeah. Di ba? So it looks pleasing and it looks really, you know, amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and we hope that, you know, you really have a good time. We've spent a lot of work on getting the decor and everything. So may yung ambient natin. Yung inspiration natin dyan is yung old Hispanic natin architecture.
That's right.
So we're trying to transport you back to the good olden days.
That's nice. And kung sino naman ang may gustong pumunta sa Cebu, pwede bang sabihin mo kung saan sino naman pwedeng pumunta for that?
So Cebu is located po sa Panmure by the roundabout, 32 Jellicoe Road. It's a black building, that's the Guthrie Bowron building, just right across AA po. It's a Japanese restaurant run by a Filipino chef who's been cooking Japanese for nearly 20 years. And he cooks authentic Japanese food po.
Is there a story behind Cebu, the name?
It means hope, pagasa, in Japanese, and I guess we're all hoping that it does well.
And of course, yung picnic, saan nila matatagpuan?
Yung picnic is in Onihanga, just across the library po. So it's number 6 Upper Municipal Place. If you're going to Dress Mart via Church Street, so lagpas lang po ng Dress Mart, just go across the roundabout and then turn left and it'll be on your left.
Okay. So, 3 places na pwede pong puntahan natin, especially kung wala silang gagawin. Like today, Saturday, mamayang gabi. Bukas ba ang Kibo at ang picnic at ang Azon?
Yes, yung Azon, we're open 7 days a week po, for dinner only at the moment. But as I mentioned earlier on, we will be opening lunch probably in the next 2-3 weeks. And then yung Kibo and picnic, we're open 6 days a week, close sa'yo sa Monday po. So come and join us after church or, you know.
and until what time is picnic?
Picnic is open until about 7.
7.
6:30 to 7, depending sa customers.
Okay, and the Kibo is open 7 days also?
Yeah, 7 days also. We serve lunch and... Oh, no, 6 days. 6 days only. Close days on Monday. We serve lunch from 12 to 2 p.m. And then open tayo ulit from 5:30 onwards until late po.
Okay, and so today, kung wala po kayong maisip na puntahan, there are 3 places to go to today. You can choose from either Picnic, Kibo, or Azon. And I haven't tried the 2, but I'll try and go there too. Siguro mas malapit sa akin yung Kibo. I'll try that next muna. Well, malapit din sa akin yung Picnic from my work. So.
That's not 1 year over there, try and join you.
So, I'll play some more music para sa mga kababayan natin, and then we'll just try and make chika again with the Macrohans in a while. So, ito pong awitin from Giliw. Dito lang po sa Tidig Pinoy. This is from the Apo Hiking Society album. So, isa sa mga paborito natin. Pakinggan po natin ang awitin nila, Giliw. Dito lang po sa Tidig Pinoy and Planet FM 104.6.
Giliw, nasasaisip ka sa bawat huli ng ibon, ihid ng hangin, pagkat mahal kita. Wala nang ninanais kundi makapiling ka, makasama ka sa bawat araw, bawat gabi. Wala nang iwalayan, makayakap sa bawat sandali. Makayakap sa bawat sandali. Naririnig mo ba ang dandang kong ito, na di na mapigil ang pagnanasa? Umaapaw pa rin ang laman ng puso ko, pag-ibig ko sa'yo'y walang
OPM hits and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
And yes, we're back with the Macrons one more time para sa kanilang pag-imbita po sa inyong mga kababayan. Sa three places to go to and visit, a must visit of course, is yung siguro para sa akin, baka parang magiging favorite ko yung picnic pagka nakapunta na ako doon kasi mas malapit sa work ko. But yeah, Lloyd and Christine, please. Just invite our friends.
Cookie, thank you for having us today talaga. And then, I invite everyone, if you're feeling, gusto mo kumain ng tapsilog, longganisa, etc., please come to picnic in Onihanga, 6th Upper Municipal Place. Malapit lang po tayo sa Dress Mart. So after you've been shopping to Dress Mart, go for a quick walk, kain, then balik sa Dress Mart. And if you're feeling Japanese rin po, we have Kibo at 32 Jellicoe Road. We also have a big function room upstairs. So, if you have a big birthday or another gathering, but we can easily cater 40, 50 people upstairs. And then if you're out on a special date with your special loved one, we invite you to come to Azon po and at 112 Parnell Road. We promise to give you a good time over there.
Can they do bookings there?
Yes, you can go to our website www.azon.co.nz. You can book online.
And you have your phone number now.
Phone number's there, but you can literally book online.
Yeah, because that was our problem last time. Yeah. We went to Zomato and there was no number. So yeah. I said, let's try our luck. So we went. And it was a very rainy day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. And that was the day that, there were lots of broken branches and trees afterwards.
That's
right.
Anyway, thank you so much, Lloyd and Christine, for being here. And hope that this is not the last time that you're going to be here.
I hope so, too.
Thank you so much, Cookie.
Thank you so much for your time. So, yan po ang ating mga kaibigan from Azon, Picnic and Kibo. Lloyd and Christine, inviting you all, our kababayans, na itry nyo po. Siyempre, sarili natin naman to. Kaya supportahan po natin. And yes, I'd like to play another song para sa inyong lahat. This is a song, Kailan pa man. Yan. Ibigyan ko po kayo ng isang mukhang hindi si so try po natin to.
Thank you. maintindihan. Pangakong magpakailanman. Nagsinungaling ka lang dyan. Ang bukas mo't ng sinuman.
usap-usapan sa Auckland at sa ibang sulok ng New Zealand ang J.M. Butchery.
Bakit daw?
Dahil sa J.M. Butchery, bukod sa laging press company kanilang karne, napakamura pa ng kanilang presyo.
Ganun ba?
Kompletong paninda nila. May baka, baboy, manok at iba pa. Licensed butcher din si Joel ng J.M. Butchery. Kaya't sigurado kang masarap ang kanilang longganisa, tosino at tapa. Kaya punta na tayo sa 3 Bar 15 Manoroa Rota kanini.
Meron bang barbecue doon?
Pwede naman mag-call to order sa J.M. Butchery. Tawagan lang si Joel at Mena sa 299-3179.
Tayo na sa J.M. Butchery. J.M. Butchery, usap-usapan ng bayan, talagang number one!
Padala ng balikbayan box?
Kakaba-kaba-kaba sa iyong box na padala?
Mag-Transfex ka na! Sigurado at maaasahan, may monthly shipment pa sila.
Transfex, balikbayan box forwarders.
Tumawag na sa 570-8986 o puntahan sa 52 Queens Road, Panmure para hindi ka na kakaba-kaba sa box na padala.
Transfex, balikbayan box forwarders.
Mag-Transfex ka na!
Tinig Pinoy ito, your noontime radio show, alas 12:75, until alas 12 ito, every Sabado. Pinoy.
May balitang Pinoy,
showbiz chika at music biz pa.
So join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.
And yes, of course, if you want to do your travel these days, only place to visit is www.planettravel.co.nz or you can call him at 377-1933. Better yet, you can visit them at 60C Alfredson Road, that's in Manariwa. And ang dami pong specials ngayon going to the Philippines via Qantas Manila Returna 839, or you can also go all over the world like Honolulu. Meron po silang Manila via Singapore 999. May Malaysia po na 777. At meron din pong Philippine Airlines via 20 days fare po ito na Cebu 849. 849, ha? Imagine nyo yan. Napakamura po niyan. May mga 969 din po na mga or Cathay Pacific na 949. Ma, ako, nalulula po ako. Dami-dami ng pwede yung choices. Meron din pong LA 1,039. Oh my gosh. Napakamura po ng mga ano ngayon airfare. Kaya tumawag lang po sa 377-1933 o kaya po 0800 yung kanilang number na 0800-111-1131, or like I said, you can go and visit the website. It's www.planettravel.co.nz. And yes, we barely have a few minutes to go, so I guess... Yes, we would like to greet happy birthday lahat po ng mga nag-celebrate ng kanilang mga kaarawan, ng mga kaibigan po natin. Belated happy birthday sa ating special na friend, our BBFF, Tita Brenda Yumel. Belated happy birthday, and belated happy birthday also to Sis Becky. Yan, Becky Alazas. Atin din po mong friend na si Rose. Medyo matagal na nga rin po na nag-birthday ang ating kaibigan. At ating pong kaibigan din dito na paborito natin, si Dindo Bautista. Belated happy birthday to you. And yes, ating friend na si Rowan, Rowan Allen. Belated happy birthday to you. And today, of course, how can we forget our good friend Boyer Grills? Happy birthday sa iyo, Boyer. And may you have more birthdays to come. Lahat po ng mga mag-birthday ahead, you know, from tomorrow. At wala pong palyang sinas.